I never forget an act of kindness, especially if I'm the one who did it.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's time to be honest. Have you ever whined? Of course not. A friend told me a story. I have no idea if it's true, but it sure is funny. An elderly Sarasota, Florida woman finished grocery shopping and headed for the parking lot to her car. But there she found four young men in her car about to steal it. She dropped her groceries, pulled a handgun from her purse, and yelled, "Get out of my car! I've got a gun! I know how to use it!" Imagine. The four young guys jumped from her car and ran from the parking lot, terrified, like a herd of cats. Now, the lady sounds brave, but she was shaking so badly she couldn't even get her key into the ignition. Then she noticed on the seat beside her a football, and on the floor a six-pack of beer. And she could not remember putting them there, and suddenly she realized, I'm in the wrong car. So she found her own car parked nearby, and the key worked fine. So she drove herself to the police station and turned herself in. The sergeant, listening to her confession, was laughing too hard to write down the details. All he could do was point across the room at four young guys who were reporting a carjacking by a crazy old woman. She's out there. She's got a gun. She knows how to use it. Find her. Find her. And she discovered that if you're going to have a senior moment, you might as well make it very, very memorable. Well, maybe you feel a little bit like that old lady. Maybe you think, my car and my world have been taken over by idiots. You read the newspaper. You watch the news. You think, there's no hope. You go to the coffee shop and sit with the armchair analysts whose drinks are half full and seasoned with lemons, and you start getting cranky. I understand. I do sometimes as well. Just ask my wife. I worry about the next generation. I think, no way. You can't run the planet. You don't even know how high to pull your pants. Sometimes I find myself in the exercise room with a guy who plays screamo music. There's an oxymoron. It sounds like someone trying to kill chickens with a jackhammer. I wonder if there's hope. But as I've gotten to know him, I've discovered he's a lonely kid whose dad walked out on him and his mom. He doesn't need another cranky, condemning person in his life. He needs kindness, the kind Jesus showed. When we focus on all that is wrong around us, we miss the bigger picture. Our effectiveness is choked and the joy is drained from our lives. Psalm 42 in the Bible gives the remedy. In the psalm, the writer tells us how his heart is breaking. He's discouraged, forgotten, mocked. He's even remembering how much better things used to be. And then he writes this, "Why so downcast, O my soul? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Each day the Lord pours His unfailing love upon me, and through each night I sing His songs, praying to God who gives me life." How can we bring the hope back? How can we learn to laugh again? The answer is in Psalm 42. Turn to God. Engage in a little healthy self-talk. Preach at yourself a bit. With the psalmist, simply say, "Why am I so discouraged? I will put my hope in God. I will thank Him." Hope opens doors that despair has slammed shut. Hope looks for the good in others instead of nagging or gossiping. Hope does not grumble about what cannot be done. It finds a way to find a way. Hope calls problems opportunities. It is always looking forward, never stuck on yesterday. Like the sun, hope casts shadows behind us as we move toward it. Are you in danger of whining? Put your hope in God today.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."